At KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Here's the latest as of 7 a.m. this morning on the Caldor Fire. The fire is now 126,182 acres. It is, as of 7 o'clock this morning, 11% contained. Unfortunately, it has destroyed some 461 homes, 11 commercial properties, and destroyed 165 minor structures. The change in wind pattern in the early hours of the evening decreased fire behavior throughout the incident. A slow backing fire was observed along the northeastern sections as the fire progressed down towards the American River along Highway 50. During the evening hours in the southern portion of the fire, there was some minor fire growth. Again, as far as evacuations go, there are, again, evacuation warnings only in Amador County.
With over 13,500 firefighters working to contain a dozen large California wildfires, the head of CAL FIRE says the state currently on pace to break last year's record-breaking wildfire season, which had over 4.3 million acres burned. Chief Tom Porter said yesterday, we're at almost three times the number of acres burned in California over our five-year average. Fires are burning in ways that no one has seen before. Firefighters across the West currently helping battle the state's various incidents. The highest priority for resource allotment, currently the Caldor Fire in El Dorado County, which is at 11% containment. The second highest priority incident, the 730,000-acre Dixie Fire. Now, Chief Porter called on all Californians to pack a to-go bag in preparation of future incidents. Be prepared in advance. Now, late August and September, often heavy fire-prone periods.
Well, the ongoing COVID surge continues in Amador this week. Amador County Public Health reports 139 more cases of COVID-19 and three additional deaths since last Tuesday's update, bringing the total laboratory-confirmed case count to 2,485. Of the new cases this week, 22 were fully vaccinated. The community members who passed were two males, one in his 40s, the other in his 60s, and one female in her 70s. The current cases include 28 children under the age of 18, 70 aged 18 to 49, 23 aged 50 to 64, and 18 aged 65 and above. The surge of COVID-19 cases and hospital and intensive care unit admissions continues to impact our local hospital. Nine Amador residents are currently hospitalized locally with COVID-19, in addition to four residents from other counties. Of those hospitalized, none were fully vaccinated. Health officials remind us, due to the increased transmission rate of the Delta variant of COVID-19, masks are recommended for all, regardless of vaccination status, when indoors, in public, or outdoors in crowds. Under the state health officer order, masks are required indoors in public areas for those who are not vaccinated. 1,251 cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed to date in Amador County.
Well, the best way to protect yourself and family from the coronavirus, vaccination. Over 36,700 doses of COVID-19 vaccine administered to Amador residents to date. Again, that's over 36,700 doses. 67.2% of eligible county residents, 12 and over, have had at least one dose. Over 16,400 fully vaccinated. Now, tomorrow, a vaccine pop-up clinic will be offered at Ione Pharmacy in Ione, 9 a.m. to noon. And on Friday, a clinic will be held at Pokerville Market on 49 in Plymouth, also from 9 to noon. Both Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson vaccine offered at each site. No appointment necessary. Now, Public Health also offers vaccines by appointment and to homebound individuals. Appointments can be scheduled by calling 223-6407. Now, everybody exhibiting symptoms, even fully vaccinated individuals, should isolate and be tested. No-cost COVID-19 testing available Monday, Wednesday, and Saturdays, 7 to 7. Masks required at the testing site, located at the rear of the Health and Human Service Building parking lot on Conductor Boulevard, just off Lower Ridge. The test site will be closed in observance of Labor Day. A one-time makeup test date for the Labor Day closure will be offered Friday, September 10th, from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Now, again, that's the test site, folks, but the pop-up clinics we mentioned are for the vaccine. The pop-up clinic tomorrow will be held in Ione at the Ione Pharmacy from 9 to noon.
And California's jobless rate held steady at 7.6%, with local numbers also reflecting state trends based on the July Employment Development Department report. The unemployment rate of 7.6% in July of 2021 is 5.6 percentage points better than that of July 2020 and is California's lowest unemployment rate since March of 2020. From February of 2021 through July 2021, California has added 671,000 total non-farm payroll jobs, which is an average of 111,850 jobs per month for that time period. Educational and health services added 10,500 jobs due to increased hiring in telehealth and cybersecurity and healthcare firms. Manufacturing suffered the largest month-over-job reduction, due to a large decrease in transportation equipment manufacturing. The motherlode did not see huge changes in unemployment numbers, with Calaveras going from 5.8% unemployment in June to 5.7% in July. Amador County's jobless rate dropped from 6.9% at 6.8%. The national unemployment rate has fallen to 5.4%.
Well, the Amador Water Agency Board of Directors recently voted to support a proposed state water rate assistance program to provide water affordability assistance for both drinking water and wastewater service to low-income ratepayers, a bill currently under review in the California Assembly Committee on Appropriations. According to AWA Board President Susan Peters, quote, "While the agency needs to increase rates to address the agency's aging and inadequate infrastructure, we also take seriously the comments made during our rate hearing about the impact on low-income customers," end quote. Now, since California's Constitution prevents AWA and other public utilities from subsidizing some customers with rate monies paid by other customers, the agency is supporting SB 222, which would create the proposed WRAP program to help low-income water and wastewater customers pay their utility bills. The bill, if signed into law, would require the program to operate by January 1, 2023, and to set aside at least $100 million annually to provide funding for ratepayer assistance using state income tax and a bottled water tax.
And Amador County Arts Council announced yesterday that this week's TGIF concert will take place at the Plymouth Main Street Park on Friday. The concert was originally scheduled to occur at the Fiddletown Park. However, early yesterday, the citizens of Fiddletown asked Amador Arts to move the concert to a different location. Amador Arts worked with the City of Plymouth and moved the concert to the Main Street Park location. Bring your picnic, your chairs, your dancing shoes for great music from 6 to 8-ish. That's Friday evening featuring the music of Route 88. A complete concert schedule can be found at AmadorArts.org. And that, my friends, a look at local news on this Gold Country Wednesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.